Good health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, here to welcome you for all 10,000 of us. The 10,000 independent druggists who have chosen to make the word Rexall part of our own store name. We've done that because we believe in the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. And we've put the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows to let you know we recommend and sell them. Bismarex is a good example of the quality of these products. This famous Rexall antacid often brings relief from acid indigestion within 5 minutes, neutralizing excess acidity and leaving a soothing, protective covering on irritated stomach membranes. Quality like that of Bismarex is what we family druggists are talking about when we tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. For the past few weeks, Alice has been shopping for a new car, but can't seem to make up her mind. She's forced Phil to go with her, and so far, they've been to every automobile agency in town at least once. Phil's nerves are on edge from this ordeal, and today he's taken Frankie with him to keep from going completely crazy.
Alice, can't we stop? I'm tired.
Me too, honey. You've been to every automobile agency in town at least 7 times, and you can't make up your mind what car you want.
I have made up my mind. I've narrowed it down to a definite choice.
Between what?
A Chevrolet, Nash, Pontiac, Ford, Plymouth, Buick, Oldsmobile, or Hudson.
You've left one out, dear.
Which one?
The Sunset Bus. Oh, Alice, we're tired.
Boys are tired. We'll just go to one more place.
Good. Well, what do you know? Here's the place.
Yeah, let's get in, Remley, before it closes. Come on, let's hurry.
Get away from those swinging doors.
Hey, that's a novelty. An automobile agency with swinging doors.
And a family entrance.
Get out of there. That's a cocktail bar.
No. So this is what they look like.
Land sakes, I had no idea. This is a shocking revelation to me.
All right, all right. Come on, here's the agency. Let's go in.
Oh, Alice, not the Hudson agency again. You've been in here 12 times looking at their car.
But I want to see it once more.
All right, I'll go in here. But I'll guarantee you, Alice, that this salesman ain't going to be glad to see you. You've been driving him crazy.
Oh, don't be silly. He'll be very happy to see me. Oh, there's my salesman now. Hello, Mr. Ring.
Well, how do you do, madam? Oh, no, not you again.
Well, Mr. Ring, aren't you glad to see me?
Not particularly.
But I came in to buy a car.
Yes, I know, I know. For 3 weeks you've been coming in to buy a car. First you like it, then you don't like it. Then you think maybe you'll take it, then you think maybe you won't take it.
Well, I've got a right to change my mind. That's a woman's prerogative.
Well, do me a favor. Take your old prerogative to a Chevrolet dealer and drive him nuts.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Ring. I won't have you talking to my wife that way just because she happens to be a pest.
Mr. Ring, you don't think I'm a pest, do you?
Yes, madam.
Frankie, do you think I'm
Yes, madam.
Phil, did...
Yes, madam.
Mr. Ring, you don't seem anxious to wait on me. Why?
Why? Sit down, Mrs. Harris. Once upon a time, I was a normal, calm, happily married man. And then you came into my life. For 18 intolerable days, you haunted me with your indecision. 12 times I thought I had a sale, only to be thwarted each time. My nerves started to go. I couldn't sleep. I started to bark at my family. Finally, my wife couldn't stand me any longer, so she left and took the children with her.
Oh, please, Mr. Ring, I didn't mean it.
I want my kids back.
Mr. Ring, please control yourself. You're making a scene. Phil, do something. Stop him.
You stop him, you old wrecker.
I didn't mean anything.
Do we all have to carry on like this?
I'm sorry, Mr. Ring, and I'm going to make it up to you. I'll buy a car.
You will? Mm-hmm. Honest? Oh, that makes me so happy. No, I'm not going to let myself get sucked in again.
Now, this time I mean it. You see that red convertible with the white wall tires? I'll take it.
You will?
Yes, if you have it in green and a coupe with black tires.
If I wasn't such a coward, I'd kill myself.
Well, it's a beautiful car, but I can't use red.
Why not?
I have nothing to wear with it. You men ask the silliest questions.
If we painted the car green and put black tires on, would you take it?
No. No, I can't drive a convertible. It would blow my hair all over.
We'll fix that, too. We'll shave your head. You can drive it bald.
Alice, will you do me a favor and take it? It's a slick-looking job, and you can keep the top up.
Well, it is very sporty-looking.
Well, not only that, madam. This car has a high-compression engine, supermatic drive, a low center of gravity, and a monobuilt body and frame.
Knock cabin.
In addition to that, the engine...
Hold
has
it,
very
Ethel.
High...
Hold it. That's no way to sell a car to a woman. Let me show you how it's done. Madam, look at the technical aspects of this car. It has an oversized glove compartment large enough to hold more junk than any pocketbook made. It also has an automatic female signal. Now, when you make a right turn, the light flashes to the left. And last but not least, it has a full-length mirror so you can adjust your hat, seams, and girdle at the same time.
Sounds very practical. I'll take it.
Did you hear that, Mr. Ring? She said she's going to take it.
I made the sale.
Not so fast. I changed my mind.
Oh! No. What's the matter, Alice? What's the matter now?
Well, the canvas top doesn't look very sturdy to me.
Madam, I assure you it's very sturdy. A man could stand on that top.
Prove it. Phil, get up on the top and see if it'll hold you.
What for? How often do I ride on top of a car? Alice, please, please take it and let's get out of here.
Well, all right, if you say so, I'll take it. Mr. Ring, here's the check for the down payment.
You mean you're really going to take it?
Well,
Give me that check. Here are the keys. Take the car.
Now, remember, I'm taking it on approval. If there's the least little thing wrong with it, I'm returning it. All right, fellas, get in the car and we'll drive home.
Who? I have never seen anybody make so much fuss over buying their first car.
I'll bet you were just as bad when you bought your first horse and buggy.
I don't go back that far.
You don't, huh?
Dearie, do you remember when we waltzed to a Sousa band? My wasn't the music brand. Out of parties down by the seashore every 4th of July. Test your memory, my dearie. Do you remember watching John L. win every fight? Cause nobody ducked from Sullivan's right.
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old
by.
Test your memory, my dearie. Chicago all in flames, sure caused a terrific row.
They bent it on Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember, if you remember, dearie, you're much older than I. Ran at a record pace.
Rin Tin Tin in serial chapters always rescued the guy.
Test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Babe Ruth pitched for the Boston team?
He sure had a curve that was loaded with steam. Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember?
Yes.
If you remember,
you.
Well, dearie, you're much older than I.
Gee, Curly, it's good to get home and just sit down. Things we had to go through just to get your wife a car. What's the matter with women, anyway?
Frankie, I think I've found the answer. After many years of studying the question from all angles, I have come to the definite conclusion that women are different from men.
Gad, you're a deep thinker.
Well, I know one thing. Now that Alice has got her car, I won't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, not unless she finds something wrong with it and makes you take it back.
Frankie, don't say that. Don't even think that.
Gee, Daddy, we just saw Mommy's new car. It's beautiful.
Yes, it's a honey. Mommy's outside looking at it now.
Uh-oh, she's probably out there looking for flaws.
I don't think so. She said she was just going to glance at it.
Well, I don't see her out there, kids. Where is she?
Under the car with the magnifying glass.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Well, come on, Remley. We got to get her away from that car before she finds something. Come on. Alice! Alice, get out from under the car! What are you doing under there, anyway?
It's a good thing I did look under there. This car has got to go back.
What now?
There are grease stains on the axle.
Oh, how distressing.
Well, I refuse to run around in a car in that condition.
I don't blame her, Curly. When she runs over somebody, you wouldn't want them lying there thinking Alice Faye has a greasy axle.
Alice. Madman Faye. Axle's supposed to have grease. It's for lubrication.
Look, there's nothing wrong with this car. It's absolutely perfect. There isn't a single flaw in it.
Except for the scratch on the fender pan.
Quiet!
What did she say?
She wants you to put a patch on her underpants.
I thought she said something else.
So did I.
Alice, look, you'd better go in and take a shower. Look at you. You're all full of grease.
All right. And as soon as I get dressed, I'm going to take the whole family for a ride in my new car.
Ooh. Boy, that was a close one, kid. Wait a minute. I better rub this little mark off of the fender. There. Now, there's nothing wrong with this car.
Yes, there is. The windshield wiper is stuck. I'll go in and tell Mommy.
Come back here. Stay where you are.
Lie down. Roll over. Play dead.
Yes. Look, girls, run along and play, and don't say anything to your mother about this. Now, go ahead. Oh, Remley, the first time Alice turns on the windshield wiper and finds out it's stuck, she'll make me take the car back.
Not if it's working.
But it isn't working.
We can fix it.
Yeah. We're pretty handy at fixing things.
Sure. We haven't failed yet.
No.
A windshield wiper is easy to fix.
It is?
Yeah. Open the hood.
Francis.
Hmm?
I've got news for you. The windshield wiper's on the windshield. Why do we have to open the hood?
Because the wires that make the wiper run must come from the motor. And besides, it's more fun that way.
Yes, of course, yes. Righto, Francis. I'll open the hood.
Yeah, this will be a cinch. If there's one thing I know, it's automobile. Oh, look at that engine, Curly. This is a twin diesel with a reverse flush.
So I see. And notice that it's powered by a turbine propeller shaft drawn to an inside straight.
Curly, do you know what you're talking about?
Do you?
No. But for me, it sounds cute. Now, there's the wire from the windshield wiper. See, it leads into the crankshaft. Well, in order to get at it, we'll have to take out the distributor.
What's a distributor?
Let's take out the differential.
What's the differential?
That's what I say. What's the differential? Yeah, look. As soon as we get this thing out, I can reach the wire.
All right. Anything's better than returning the car. But you better hurry before Alice comes out.
This will only take a minute. Yeah. No. Still can't reach the wire. Well, I guess I'll have to take out these two parts, too.
Remley, do you have to hammer in rhythm?
You want to get into your song, I do.
Oh, thanks.
That's a plan, he's got a beatin' it. The rhythm's got a lot of heatin' it. I bet you 5, 10 to 5, it's gonna get you doing what it's doing to me. The Dixieland comes oozing out of it. The Dixielanders sure proud of it. They call it jazz, 2-beat jazz, and that's a plenty for me. Well, it takes you down to New Orleans, down Basin Street with all the queens. You don't have to have the means. A little bit of rhythm and you're going right with them. Well, shut my big brown rolling eyes if you don't rock it to the skies. Hey, boys, say, boys, that's a plenty for me. When that fella blows his horn down where the blues were born, you'll be gone. The trumpets are trumpet going to do me something. Well, beat it out, brother. There's no other remedy. And that's a plenty, just oodles and plenty for me. Once you start, you're going to stay in it. Every night you're out cafeing it. Swing your queen, what I mean. Brother, you're as gone as any human can be. And when you're in the mood, there ain't no stopping it. Live it, breathe it, blow your top in it. That's the jazz, 2-beat jazz, and that's a plenty for me. The plenty's got that beatin' it. The rhythm's got a lot of heatin' it. I bet you 5, 10 to 5. It's gonna get you doing what it's doing to me. The Dixieland comes oozing out of it. The Dixieland is sure proud of it. They call it jazz, 2-beat jazz, and that's a plenty for me. Well, it takes you down to New Orleans, down Basin Street with all the queens. You don't have to have no means. A little bit of rhythm and you're going right with them. Well, shut my big brown rolling eyes. You don't rock it to the sky. Hey, boy. Hey, boy, that's a plenty for me.
There. Well, Curly, I got the wire fixed. Or it's just a loose connection.
Yeah. The Wright brothers have scored again.
Yeah, you said it. Start the motor, Curly.
Okay. Wait till I gather it up from the lawn.
I forgot we took it all apart. Curly, you shouldn't have scattered the parts all over the lawn. Alice might see them.
No, she won't. I got them hidden in the bushes.
Well, we better start putting them together fast. Your wife ever finds...
Hi, if I was up wrong... Hey, you've got a new car, ain't you? She's a beauty.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah, it's got sleek lines, white wall tires, and... Wait a minute. Where's the motor?
In the bushes?
Someday I'll get an intelligent answer from you guys, and the shot will kill me. What do you mean it's in the bushes?
Well, this is Mrs. Harris's new car, and we don't want her to find the motor.
That's a smart idea for a woman driver.
Now, wait a minute. It's not that. Alice is a good driver.
Then why have you got the motor in the bushes?
Because there was something wrong with the windshield wiper, so we had to hide the motor.
There was something wrong with the windshield wiper, so they had to hide the motor. Fellas, do me a favor. Get in your flying saucer and get back where you came from.
Julius, what are you talking about?
You gotta be men from Mars. Human beings don't act this way.
Oh, beat it, kid. We took the motor apart, and now we're gonna put it together again. Curly, hand me the transmission.
Roger. Let's see now. Transmission.
Who are you kidding? You wouldn't know a transmission from a cigarette lighter.
Now I got you, kid. Because when we took the parts out, we labeled them. See, this is the transmission and, this is the cigarette lighter. Now, which part goes where, Remley?
What difference, as long as we get them all in?
True.
These guys is natural-born morons. Without any spring training at all, they're batting a thousand.
All right, wait a minute, kid. I may not know everything, but I am not a complete moron.
Neither am I.
Why don't you just consolidate? Between the two years, I think you can make
it. All right, all right. We'll never get his foot back. Now, Frankie, if we don't know where the parts go, how are we going to put it together?
It's simple. Just a question of each part being connected to another part. For example, the transmission's connected to the crankcase. Crankcase is connected to the crankshaft.
The crankshaft's connected to the spark plug. The spark plug's connected to the piston.
The piston connected to the fan belt. The fan belt's connected to the cylinder. The cylinder's connected to the valve head. The valve head's connected to the gas tank.
Now, shoot the motor to me, Francis boy. Well, now that we've stung it together, let's start putting it together.
Yeah. Come on, kid. Give us a hand with this transmission.
Yeah, help us lift this in. Will you?
Yeah.
It goes down on the bottom. Lower
okay.
It easy now.
Yeah, okay.
There we are. That's got to be bolted to the frame. Yeah, there's not enough space for my arm. Hey, Julius, you're smaller. You reach in and bolt it.
Okay. Can't quite reach down that far.
Well, lean over a little further. We'll hold your legs, kid.
All right. Now I can reach it, but don't let go of me.
Oh, don't worry. We're not going to let go of you.
Well, I'm all ready to go for a ride.
Uh-oh, here comes Alice. Alice, Remley, quick, drop everything. Close that door. Shut it down. Bye. Quiet or I'll grind your little bowels. Now, look. Hey,
Julius, can you hear me in there? Now, just stay in there and keep your trap shut, and I'll give you $5.
Just stay there till we get rid of Alice. It'll only take a couple of minutes.
Well, we're all ready. Come on, girls, let's get in the car.
Wait a minute, Alice. Wait a minute. Now, don't... Alice.
Well, don't stand out there, Phil. You and Frankie get in the car with us.
Honey, it looks like rain. You wouldn't want to go out...
Oh, get in. As soon as I get the key in, I'm going to start the motor.
Motor?
Motor? Oh, I'll take care of this, Curly. Alice, don't start the motor until I fix the hood. Hey, Julius. Julius, we'll give you $10 if you make like you're a motor.
Gross.
Oh, listen to that starter. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, starts nice and fast.
Starts a little too fast. I haven't pressed the button yet.
Self-starter. Now press it.
Well, what's wrong? I'm pressing it.
She's pressing it.
She's pressing it.
Oh,
hey, listen. Oh, what a smooth motor.
Listen to it purr.
What's that?
Oh, honey, there's a cat under the car. But listen to that engine chug. I said chug, chug.
What's that awful noise?
We got a stupid motor.
For $10 a jet job.
Oh, honey, it was nothing.
It sounded like it came from under the hood. Lift it up.
No, but Alice,
lift it up. What's this?
Chug, chug, chug. I am a little chug. I pull a big car. Chug, chug, chug.
Julia.
I told you we had a stupid motor.
What's he doing in there? Where is the motor?
Oh, the motor. Yeah, the motor. Well, you see, honey, in this new style, they don't have the motor up front.
Where do they have it?
In the bushes.
Oh,
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But first, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Have you ever witnessed a race between life and death?
Golly, that sounds serious.
Well, ma'am, the race I'm talking about is serious because it's run to test the germ-killing power of Rexall's famous mouthwash, MI-31.
Well, how's it done?
A culture of the bacteria, usually present in the mouth, is grown under carefully controlled laboratory conditions until it reaches an accepted standard of strength. Then, a very tiny measurement of full strength, MI-31, is pitted against this thriving, rugged bacteria.
Oh, I see. And that's the beginning of the race.
Yes, and the end comes only seconds later. Because immediately afterward, the bacteria to which the MI-31 was added is given ideal conditions to hang on and thrive. But if it doesn't grow when transplanted, then Rexall's MI-31 has killed it within those few seconds. And, needless to say, full-strength MI-31 must kill contacted germs within a few seconds, or it isn't good enough to wear the Rexall label.
You know, I'm beginning to understand more and more why you family druggists tell us...
You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall? Well, it's true.
Good health to all from Rexall.
This is Phil again, folks. Don't forget to tune in to us next week. We're going to do a swell program from Palm Springs. Good night, everybody.
Listen carefully. The next few seconds can save you money. Now, Rexall antihistamine costs less. Now, everybody can afford this marvelous new miracle drug that often stops cold symptoms in one day when taken at the first sign of a cold. Listen to these prices on Rexall antihistamine. Bottle of 15 tablets, 39 cents. Family-sized bottle of 50 tablets, only 98 cents. Little more than a penny per tablet. Ask for Rexall antihistamine wherever you see the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window. And remember, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Next, here's Sam Spade.